Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard with the BBC News. Within the last few minutes, Greek MPs have approved a tough set of bailout conditions imposed by the European Union. Brussels had said that the Parliament must accept its demands before talks on a new rescue package for the Greek economy could begin. In a final appeal for a yes vote, the Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras repeated that he did not believe in the measures, but that there was no alternative to acceptance. He was given a standing ovation by supporters, but many other MPs spoke out angrily against the EU package. The US President Barack Obama has stressed that the deal reached on Tuesday over Iran's nuclear program presents a once-in-a-lifetime chance for a safer world. Under the agreement, strict limits will be imposed on Iran's nuclear activities in return for the lifting of crippling economic sanctions. John Sopel reports from Washington.
Almost more striking than what President Obama said at his news conference about the Iran deal was the tone in which he said it. He came out swinging, confident of his argument, all the facts seemingly at his fingertips, keen to make the case that on the central goal of stopping Iran obtaining a nuclear weapon, this agreement had to be supported. The president has said there'll be a robust debate with Congress. It looks like one he's going to relish.
Militia fighters in Yemen, backed by Saudi-led airstrikes, have driven Houthi rebels out of much of the southern city of Aden. The new offensive in support of the exiled president, Abd Rabbu Mansur Hadi, was launched on Tuesday. Sebastian Usher reports.
This has clearly been the biggest setback the Houthis have suffered since the Saudis began an air campaign against them in support of President Hadi in March. The success of the local militias in this new offensive may be due to the fact that they've received better arms recently from their Gulf supporters and are being bolstered by Saudi-trained fighters. The Saudi-led coalition has also coordinated closely with them in its airstrikes. The Houthis have lost the airport, much of the port, and other key districts. But there are many other battlegrounds in Yemen. Aden was always a very long way from a Houthi heartland in the north.
The Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko has dismissed the leadership of the western region of Transcarpathia after a weekend shootout that killed at least three people. David Stern is in Kiev.
President Poroshenko made a surprise visit to Transcarpathia, where the armed conflict took place on Saturday. There, it was announced he was replacing the region's governor, interior ministry chief, and security head. It's still unclear what sparked the shootout. What is known is that members of the Right Sector Volunteer Battalion clashed with police and the security detail of a local politician at a sports complex in the city of Mukachevo. Right Sector members reportedly used automatic rifles, grenade launchers, and a hand-fed machine gun.
The French Interior Minister says four people have been arrested in connection with a planned terrorist attack on a military site. The four who were arrested on Monday include a former soldier aged 23. You're listening to the World News from the BBC. An attempt by Mexico to open up its oil industry to foreign investors for the first time in 80 years has fallen short of the government's expectations. Only two of 14 exploration blocks in the Gulf of Mexico were awarded in an auction broadcast live on television. The government had expected to sell off at least four blocks. Output has been declining for years in Mexico, which is the world's 10th largest oil producer. A U.S. congressional committee has begun investigating the American reproductive health group Planned Parenthood after a video surfaced in which one of its executives seems to be negotiating the sale of fetal body parts. Planned Parenthood denies selling fetal body parts for profit. It said the undercover video circulated by anti-abortion groups was heavily edited to misrepresent the group. Spain has raised the legal minimum age for marriage to 16. Until now, Spanish teenagers aged 14 could marry with the permission of a judge. But the practice has become increasingly rare. There were only five such marriages in the past year. The new law is intended to prevent forced marriages and exploitation of teenagers by paedophiles. High-definition images of the dwarf planet Pluto reveal that it has huge ice mountains and canyons as big as anything on Earth. The images, captured by the U.S. space agency NASA's New Horizons probe on Tuesday, are the most detailed ever taken of Pluto. Our science correspondent Jonathan Amos was at Mission Control in Laurel, Maryland, to see the pictures come in.
After yesterday's dramatic flyby, there was high anticipation for this presentation, the first pin-sharp view of the enigmatic little planet at the edge of our solar system. The invited university audience was an informed one, but even they were drawn to gasp and clap at every new image. The big surprise is how few craters are seen, something you would expect in old surfaces. This means these worlds may still be active, reshaping themselves through some process that has yet to be explained.
BBC News.